to self-start. Environment made you smart.
Just another victim. Just another victim. Just another victim.
Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
109.
Officially sponsored by
Brims and Tons Clothing.
Get the latest and greatest in hats, shirts, and shoe accessories only at brimsandtongues.com. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com.
Welcome to the program. I'm calling it the program now.
Program.
That's what Letterman calls it. Is Letterman still on?
Yeah.
He calls it the program. There's the growl. I'm Rob Small. I'm the host of this show. And the co-host, Johnny Question Mark.
Yo. Hello, world.
Vince. From
What's
Nuisance.
Happening?
How's it going over there?
Fantastic.
Why don't you have a... I mean, not that Vince isn't a kick-ass name.
No, I go by Vicious, too.
Vicious?
Yeah, I'm cool with being
this
Vince.
This is new to me.
Yeah,
this is new to
me.
How? Okay, well, Nuisance.
Yes, sir.
And Mouths of Dirt.
Correct.
You got those projects you're working on. We'll get into that. We'll get into it. We're live from 33rd Realm, North St. Paul.
Yes.
Across from Sandy's Sewing Den. Do you guys ever get... Things seamed, is that the right term?
Sewn.
What's the difference between sewing and seaming?
Well, seaming, I think, is like working specifically on a seam.
Okay.
Where sewing, you can sew anything, like a patch.
This seems to be ridiculous.
Oh. It really is. This is. We're giving a lot of promotion to Sandy Sewingdon. Yeah, 33rd Realm, Pete Rentz, come on down sometime, anytime.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Last week we had Andrew from Noiseland on the show.
We did.
Noiseland Industries. You guys ever press CDs there?
I don't believe there. I think Copycats.
Copycats?
Yeah, usually.
Look, I'm not gonna twist your arm or anything.
Hey, I'm easily twisted.
Noiseland does quality stuff.
Right on.
And good people. Good people. Andrew shared a couple good stories. Wilson of the Beach Boys story.
Yeah, of whom I'm a huge fan, so that was really exciting for me. And Prince, you're a big Prince fan, so I'm sure it was very exciting for you.
That was right there for me. That was a good time, though.
It was a good show.
Well, this week, let's talk about what happened this week. What's happening? Right now, you're wearing a shirt, John.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Los Pollos Hermanos.
Okay. And that means brothers.
Chicken brothers.
Chicken brothers. Yeah.
Chicken bros.
The chicken bros.
There's a new trailer for Better Call Saul,
mm-hmm.
the spinoff of the Breaking Bad. What's his name? Why can't I think of his name?
Saul?
Well, the actor, though. I want to say Bill. Is it Bill? Odenkirk?
It's Bob.
Bob, Bill, Phil, Randy.
He was in Godzilla.
It's not Randy.
That guy's all over the place,
yeah,
man.
He's moving around.
He does voices on The Simpsons and
shit.
All over the place. The Ben Stiller Show.
Really?
That's where I learned of old Odenkirk.
Good old Odenkirk.
Yeah. So this is did you watch the trailer? Either of you guys?
I've seen it.
Vince openly, when we told him what we're going to talk about,
all that crystal meth shit.
Yeah.
It just freaks me out.
Yeah.
Brings me back to the day of crystal meth.
Right. But did you watch it, John?
Oh, yeah. I watched the shit out of it.
Did you?
Yeah.
How many times did you watch it?
Are you talking about the show or are you talking about the trailer?
Talking about the trailer.
Oh, I just watched the trailer once.
Okay. It was like, I can't wait. I'm going to watch this 10 times. The trailer for this. Yeah, it looks good,
I watched
the
version
though.
With commentary.
Closed captioning.
Yeah.
The alternate
I'm very excited about it. I imagine that it's going to be a little more humorous. I mean, Breaking Bad had a lot of humorous elements to it, but all in all, it was a very serious show, and it seems like Better Call Saul might have a little more of the humorous elements to it, which I think will play to the strengths of the actors on the show.
That's good. That's some good insight there.
Yeah.
It's deep. It's going deep. Really deep.
Yeah, I think you're going too deep.
Am I going too deep?
No, it's going.
You're balls deep.
Balls deep.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. It has Michael McKean. Are you guys familiar with this guy?
He's
this is Spinal Tap.
Yes.
Okay.
You'd know him there, SNL. He was SNL. On. You might know him from the Brady Bunch movie.
Nobody knows him from that.
No, missed him on that one.
How about Coneheads movie?
Yep.
The okay. Coneheads movie.
Sure.
That's a good one.
He's in all of those
SNL movies.
No, the Spinal Tap and the what are all the what's the name
Mighty
of
Mighty
Wind? The guy who does all.
Yeah,
those,
I know what you're saying.
The
yeah.
Dog Show
yep.
one.
Yeah. He's a good friend.
I'm embarrassing myself with my
of
lack of knowledge of this, but he's
no,
in.
That's
all
right.
He's in
Best
all of
Best of
those.
Show.
Best of Show. That's
yeah.
what it's called.
I'll pick you up. I'll
appreciate
you up.
That.
I'm there for you, man. Well, let's talk about this new DMX album. We just kind of previewed. Mm-hmm. The last album.
The last DMX album, which neither of us had heard.
Yeah. And Vince?
No.
Not such a big DMX fan.
No, I haven't heard it. Is this a bicycle? BM? Oh, wait, no.
D.
Yeah, I got
the guy that barks.
Right. Yeah. I remember.
Oh, man, I was so heavy into DMX. In like 1999, there was nothing in this world that was I liked more.
Than DMX?
No, I listened to the shit out of DMX. I listened to him so much.
I don't know, man. I missed that. And I said that earlier. I was 1999. I was like over my head in Insane Clown Posse.
I was just so.
I think I was Korn, Deftones,
Korn? Okay,
that kind of thing
yeah.
going on.
And I just lied. Like he put out two records within a year. He put out It's Dark and Hell Is Hot and Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood, and they were so huge. And just like on the heels of that, he put out the Rough Rider shit, and that Rough Rider's anthem like shut everything down. That song was so big. And he just couldn't be stopped. He had like a 3-year run.
And now look at him.
And now, yeah, he's like.
Now none of us have listened to an album for the past
the
three
most,
years. But yeah, we're talking about
the
it.
Most famous thing he's done probably in the last.
Was Run Through a Hotel Room Naked.
No, I was
going to
say he sang.
That.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
He sang Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's right. Yeah.
And there's a YouTube video of it, of him doing that. And it's. I mean, that's what people
it's
talk
exactly
about.
Exactly what you'd think of DMX doing Rudolph.
It's 100% what you would think.
Yeah.
But he knows all the words. He knows every word.
Who
not
doesn't?
Just like not like the main words, like the beginning part. Do you know the beginning part of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yeah. Rudolph the Red-Nosed.
No, there's a part before that.
There is?
I think I'm peeking. That's how excited I got about
it. Oh, wow. Holy shit.
There's a part before that part that he knows.
I don't know that part.
I don't even know.
And I'm a Christmas guy.
He's really, he is a big
not
Christmas
really
guy.
Not Christmas guy either.
Well, this is the situation. So there's a Seven Arts Entertainment, it's called. There must be some sort of label.
Yeah.
Right? And they, in 2012, they bought 52 mastered songs from DMX. And that was where this Undisputed album came from
right.
in 2012.
And that was supposed to be his big comeback, and it wasn't. But we did listen to a couple tracks.
And they sounded like DMX.
Production sounded pretty good.
It's a cool
raps,
name for an album.
The raps Undisputed? Sounded
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I had an album in 1998 called Undisputed.
He stole
oh,
your shit.
He's biting your shit. He's a dog. He's
he
biting your
at
shit.
That shit, man. I know he's been watching my shit.
So, I mean, but he's got, you got Swiss Beats, you got
yeah.
Timbaland. I mean,
right.
there is legitimate production. I mean, this isn't like some album he, you know, shit out in his basement.
Right.
Do you think that he can make a comeback? Do you expect on
it might be
you know someone I bet there's people out there that would argue that what do you mean comeback? You know
he never
went away.
That's what
they'd
say.
Oh, I'm sure of it. I'm
there's
on,
some people are really
man.
Into DMX.
He came. He was here for the zombie pub crawl.
Yes,
yeah.
right. Not long ago. Was that 2 years
and
ago?
How fucking weird is that?
I don't know how. I don't know
just
if the
show
went
what
over
you just
well
said.
Or
you
not.
Said
but
DMX and
zombie pub
crawl in the same sentence.
Yeah.
Strange.
Weird.
I wanted to go to that, but I've been banned from the zombie pub crawl.
You've been banned.
Yep.
Is this something else we need to talk
no,
about?
No, I don't think we should talk about it right now.
No, we don't want to address your drinking.
We don't.
Well, so this is the situation. 2012, this label bought 52 songs, and apparently they released this first album, Undisputed, and they were literally, I think, this week or last week, the other album was supposed to come out.
Yes.
And they were the like,
album,
no,
Redemption,
we don't want that album coming out.
Redemption DMX. Of the Beast. Is the name of the album. DMX is claiming that they don't have the right to release it. The record label is saying we own these songs. We can do whatever the hell we want. And so
record
there's some
labels.
So is well, the album coming out?
It's coming out.
So then the label
I don't think
wins.
They can. Oh yeah. The label always
labels.
Wins.
Labels.
So, I mean, I might check it out, but I don't think I'll.
I'm perfectly okay with you checking it out.
Maybe it's on
yeah,
Spotify.
Let us know how it
but
goes.
But okay, here's a good example of how much I know DMX. If you were to play me those songs you just played earlier.
Yes, from the 2012 album Undisputed.
Yeah, and if you were to tell me that they were from
1998,
I'd be like,
you
oh.
You wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Right, it sounds exactly
That is one thing about him is no matter when you hear, you know it's him. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you know, that, there's got a good voice. There's something to be said for that because, like, if you listen to, like, a 2014 Eminem song, it does not sound the same as a 2000, as like a 1998 Eminem song. You know it's Eminem, but you couldn't convince me that a brand new Eminem song was on the Marshall Mathers LP.
Right.
But with DMX, you absolutely could convince me that this was recorded 15 years ago and it just never got released.
Right.
Because he sounds exactly the same.
He does. Do you think he still barks?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, he was barking in the intro of the song.
Oh, he was. I missed that. Yeah.
He loves the bark.
Let's talk about Macho Man.
Oh, let's talk about Macho Man. I mean,
can we talk like this the whole time?
Ooh, brother? Yeah.
You think that'd be annoying to listen to, brother, on a podcast?
I think he just turned the whole game on.
Vince, are you a wrestling fan?
No, but I, as a child, sure. That's
right, so you know.
Right.
The guy wrestled from, like, what is it, 1973 to 2005.
Yeah, 2005.
He's a fucking icon.
Yeah. He is. He's one of the greats, one of the all-time.
What?
I have a tattoo of him on my back.
Do you really?
Fuck no.
For a second, I believe that.
Yeah, so did I.
I totally believe that.
So it would be dope, though.
Yeah, it would,
oh, man, that would actually be pretty cool.
Snapping
oh,
into a Slim Jim.
Just mad props on
I saw a picture of someone with a Hulk Hogan tattoo on their back today, and it was a really bad tattoo, and he was covering, he was doing this, like flexing his one arm muscle.
Yeah.
But then other, you saw like Hulk Hogan pec muscle, but the tattoo was really bad, so it looked like a giant titty. Like Hulk Hogan has a huge
like
arm and then just one
titties.
Like a big giant
breast
implant.
Oh, yeah.
He always
breast
had like
implant.
A weird tit.
I was always like, Hulk Hogan, what's up with your tits?
Yeah.
But yeah, so
what's up with your weird tits?
The big news about
they're
the Macho
old.
Man.
They're just old tits. Old,
yeah, they're always kind of old and wrinkly. Right.
We didn't even talk about them. Like what was important about the Macho
tits.
Man.
All right.
So he's being inducted into the Wrestling Hall of
the
Fame.
The WWE Hall of
WWE
Fame.
WWE Hall
which
of
is
Fame.
A, you know, a long
well
time coming.
Well deserved, yeah.
Absolutely. And
you
mean,
know,
I can't think of anyone more deserving.
My first instinct was like, first off, there's a Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
But these people are entertainers, and they literally destroy their bodies for entertainment.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got to give them credit.
Uh-huh. And, I think the Macho Man deserves it. He's a great champion. And for when my, like, I mean, you know, I've expressed to you and on this podcast my love for the WWE Network, where you can go back and watch 80s wrestling and 90s wrestling when I was, like, super into it.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
I've gone back.
You watch a lot of shit, don't you?
Yeah.
He does.
I went back and I watched.
What do you do?
Yeah.
I don't
do
anything.
How do I get
so
into watching shit?
I have, like I have a three-month-old kid, so I don't do anything. I just stay home and I watch television constantly. So I'm just soaking in pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
and wrestling, apparently.
And the kid is, too, obviously.
Yeah, she is, yeah. When she's not, like, crying or eating.
Do you remember, we're all kind of the same era here. You remember as a kid watching wrestling, and then you're like, let's go do exactly
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and you're, like, jumping
on
off couches and shit.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, and nowadays, I'd be like, my kids, I'd be like, don't you fucking jump off that couch.
I broke my sister's arm in doing a wrestling, move.
Did you?
Yeah, I sent her right to the emergency room.
Damn.
So, Emily, if you're listening to this, I apologize for breaking
Emily.
Your arm.
I thought you were going to go into like a wrestling spiel right there.
No.
About how you, if you try to come at me, you don't
find
me.
This is what you get when you mess with me.
Right.
I break your arm.
So what happens when they get inducted into the Hall of Fame? What is this process?
All right. So they have a ceremony every year. It's the night before WrestleMania. And they have it in the, I think it's in the same arena where they hold WrestleMania and fans go and then all the other like wrestlers of the era and other people who have been inducted in the past. And it's just like any other Hall of Fame. They get up, they give a speech, you know, they have their family there with them, or if they're dead, in Macho Man's case, someone else will induct them, like give a speech for them.
No, yeah. he was married to
Miss Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, okay. Yeah. She's still alive?
She is not, and I think they divorced.
So she
anyway, so
got
she
divorced
is not
and died
and died.
Holy shit!
Separate
that's the worst.
Over separate amounts of time, you
okay.
know, over a while.
So, what do you think is gonna speak in his place?
If I were a betting man, I'd say probably he has a brother who is a wrestler.
And who is that?
His name was I'm sorry, I'm blanking on what his Lanny Poffo, I think was his name. Because Randy Savage's name is Randy Poffo. That's his name.
Okay.
I think his brother's name is Lanny, and he wrestled in.
What if
it
was a hologram and it came out?
A hologram Macho Man? That would be.
And it fucking wrestled
shut
somebody.
But I guess that's who it's going
to
be.
That needs to happen. Hologram wrestling.
Hologram wrestling.
Yeah.
You could have all the great Ultimate Warrior against Macho Man Randy Savage. Yeah. Who would win? Only the holograms.
I would go Macho Man.
I'd go Ultimate Warrior.
Really?
See?
Yeah.
I think I'd go Macho Man.
You guys, like,
that's
nuts.
Fucking bullshit, yeah. Man. Macho Man would fuck him up.
I just want it to be noted you're sitting on a folding chair.
Right? No shit.
You can pull that at any
We're
time.
We're all sitting on folding chairs. Let's not forget this.
So where is WrestleMania this year? Does it change or is it always
No, it moves, and I have no idea where it is this year. So I'm
Super Bowl.
I don't keep up on.
You call yourself a fan.
You know, if Joe was here, he would know because he knows all about current wrestling. I just don't know enough about current wrestling. Yeah. I know a lot about like 80s and 90s wrestling.
Okay. Because
that's when I was really into it.
Yeah.
Well, Vince needs to get a subscription to the WWE Network.
Yep. WWE Network, it's the best.
All right.
I got fucking music to write and fucking kids to raise and shit.
But what if your music. Had a little influence from this the wrestling.
Hey,
I'm just saying.
They were paying, dude, because they got loot, you know?
Yeah.
Fuckers.
Do they still do big, like, intro songs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Some of the guys.
To make some kick-ass intro.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Like, John Cena record his own song. He's a big rap guy.
We should really get, you know, Brock Lesnar. I mean, he's a Minnesotan.
Right, there you go.
Come on, man.
I think you're onto something there. You're onto something. I just want a little, just at one point in the song, just say Rob.
Right on.
Or you could just use the letters R-O-B
okay.
in the song.
Okay.
And I'll be good with that.
If I fucking rock for Brock.
He'll do it.
We'll make that shit happen, man.
All you got to do is just make the connection. Somehow get a hold of Brock Lesnar and do it
He's a very Neanderthal-looking man.
Guy's huge.
He's a beast.
Be terrifying.
Yeah. Just don't do anything wrong.
Right.
Yeah. Have you seen the Burger King? Is it Burger King?
I think it's Hardee's.
It's a Hardee's commercial. Have you seen
this
Hardee's
like
commercial? He's like
room.
A spoke. He's not even a spokesperson, I guess. He's just like destroying this room. Literally, it's like, Brock, we're going to pay you a bunch of money. You just go in this room and break shit.
While some guy sits in there with like a Hardee's cheeseburger and like eats it.
Yeah.
And like and watches you break stuff.
Right.
I don't get the point of the commercial, but I kind of enjoy it.
Yeah.
Be cool to be Brock for that moment.
Yeah.
Getting paid to just go on and destroy shit.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd be awesome.
Well, then let's talk some more wrestling here. This is it then.
While we're talking about
we're
talking done
about
with
wrestling.
Yes,
Hulk Hogan. I know we mentioned this
man
before.
Tits.
Hulk Hogan and his
old wrinkly
one,
man.
His
old
one
man
giant. I gotta pull up the picture.
Vince, we have this bracket going of the best worst rapper ever.
Yeah, I've seen something about that.
And we had this rapper named Riff Raff.
Okay.
He's part of this.
Unfamiliar.
And he won one round. He's moved on to
as
I think
worse than
as the best of the worst. Yes. Yeah, so he's moved on to the next bracket.
So when you say best of the worst, does that mean that the person who wins is better or worse?
I don't know.
God,
I don't know. What do you?
That's too fucking confusing for me. I don't know who to vote for.
Is it like? I think it's like the best at being.
Who's better
the
at being worse? Yeah.
So the shittier of the two,
right? Exactly.
Wins.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I've interpreted it.
Okay.
But apparently Hulk Hogan is training this Riff Raff guy
to be a wrestler.
To be a wrestler.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You know Hogan's got fucking
You know
flows,
we didn't even talk
bro.
About? Macho Man Randy Savage's rap album.
Right, Macho Man does have a rap album.
Yes.
That's a real thing.
Jesus.
That's a real thing. I wish I had some to play.
We should play that.
But yeah, so apparently, and I don't, apparently there's some tie with Diplo and Riff Raff, and that's, Diplo is a producer. He produced the song Bubble Butt.
Oh yeah. It's a classic.
Yeah.
It is a classic.
Bubble Butt. But every time, like
yeah, you know, that is just genius lyricist.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, absolutely.
You know,
I don't know if it gets any better.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What are you looking up there, John?
I'm trying to find this picture of a Hulk Hogan tattoo.
Well, Riff Raff, aka Jody High Roller. Jody must be his real name.
Maybe.
I'll be honest with you. If you saw Riff Raff, you'd want to punch him. He's got that look.
Oh, does he have the blue like?
Cornrows,
yeah,
and they're all like,
yeah, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
He's got a really interesting rap technique, though, and honestly, I don't hate it.
Okay,
but I just want to mention I don't own any of his music.
Okay, I haven't heard it, so I couldn't tell you. But
look at that.
Yeah, that's Hulk Hogan tits.
Is that a titty?
That looks like a legit titty, though, man. I mean, that's what kind of titty Hulk has. That's a Hulk
It's
titty.
Not far
that
off.
That actually straight up looks like a woman tit.
It does.
That's
it does
fucked
not,
up.
It,
I'd be so sad to have that on me.
John, you got to fill us in on this Hulk Hogan training riffraff.
business. Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about it other than Hulk tweeted that he couldn't wait to start training Riff Raff to be a WWE wrestler.
Okay.
He used his nickname, or he had the album Neon Icon. And he's like, Hulkamania has got some neon, or something stupid like that.
There was a video. I looked it up, and there's a video of who's the he's not an announcer. Hart.
Carrie Hart.
Carrie Hart.
Well, there's Brett the Hitman Hart. Is that who you're talking about? Or are you talking about Jimmy Hart, the Mouth of the South?
Yeah. The video opened up with him, and then Hulk came in, and he was talking about that neon icon deal. Yeah. So
we'll see. I hope he makes it. It'd be really entertaining.
While we're talking about Riff Raff,
yeah,
you can not. Well, I don't know about you or I or Vince, and if you guys want to go to prom, you can pay Riff Raff $28,000, and he will go to prom with you.
He will go to your prom for $28,000.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're thinking about the people that you could pay to take to your prom, I mean, if you were in the paying someone to go to prom business, I can imagine Riff Raff probably ranks up there pretty high as like someone who would excite the the other people at the prom. They really get you talking.
Yep.
Like, wow, that
do a lot of people
Riff
know
Raff.
Who Riff Raff is?
I think so. He did a show New Year's night at the Fine Line in Minneapolis.
I think the young
so
people.
So he's not that big.
Well, he's
no.
not that
Fine
big, but he is
like.
No.
People know. I think he got a start on one of those rap. What was the show?
I think it was one of those like. The white rapper show or one of those rap shows on like VH1
is that
or something
how
like that.
How MGK came up too?
I don't know.
I think he. I could be wrong. I could be totally.
Let's make some shit up.
He's on P Diddy shit, right?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes, he was founded by P Diddy. This is what I've heard.
I'm gonna go with this since I'm making. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm gonna make this up.
Let's go for it.
Machine Gun Kelly sold Biggie Smalls, Notorious B.I.G. his first machine gun. And Puff Daddy was like, why are you buying machine guns from this white kid?
He would have been fucking
like eight years old.
It was weird. I don't know. They were like, well, I don't know why this kid's got a machine gun. He's only 8 years
machine
old.
Machine Gun right. Kelly's only like in his early 20s.
Whatever.
So I don't
what
even.
The machine gun
what
is
year
more of
did,
a metaphor, and it's really how his. I don't know where the fuck I'm going with this. That's a really stupid name for a rapper, especially a white boy rapper, right. In my opinion.
Machine Gun Kelly.
I'm not buying it, dude.
As far as. Tech N9ne is an appropriate name for Tech N9ne.
Yeah. Well, Tech N9ne and MGK are two different
exactly.
things.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
To
we'll just keep it at that.
To all clarify right. about Riff Raff's level of famousness,
yep.
Katy Perry took him as a date to the MTV Something
Damn.
Awards.
Right.
So he's on that level.
Fuck,
like
yeah.
Katy Perry knows who he is. So
I think
it was like a joke.
I actually
it had to have been a joke.
For a
right?
company that made banners for Riff Raff. That's the only reason why I know who he
okay.
is.
Okay.
And he was playing First Ave, and this was maybe like 2 years ago or
okay.
something like that. So
I think it's time I come clean. I think I have to admit this to myself too that I
you were at
I think
show.
I'm in love with Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going.
I don't know if I'm in
I thought
love.
You were going Riff Raff way, bro.
Different direction.
All I heard over there was like when somebody mentioned Katy Perry.
Yeah. You shut it down.
I don't know if I'm in love with her, but I'm definitely infatuated with her.
Yeah.
It's hard not to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So why don't you guys talk amongst yourselves while I Google pictures of Katy
while
Perry.
While Rob thinks about Katy Perry.
He could be here for a while, man.
Oh, man.
That's okay. And now this week, if you're familiar with Wu-Tang Clan.
Yes, sir.
The Wu-Tang Clan. Raekwon the Chef.
Fuck with.
Yeah, they ain't nothing to fuck with.
No. Nothing.
Really Raekwon can't. The Chef, who makes a just ridiculous...
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh, you've heard of it. 45 years old this week. 45.
Damn.
Yeah.
45.
Yeah. I would have thought older. I still
really?
Would have thought older. Yeah, yeah man.
Well,
think
what
of,
year
think of 36
did...
Chambers, dude. I was fucking young when that came out.
Yeah.
Not what
that
year was that? 94, 93?
94.
Yeah. What year did Cuban Links come out? That was 95?
96,
go 96, 97, something like
somewhere
that,
there.
I would think.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Classics.
So that was
classics.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
So I guess it would make sense.
Cuban Links 2. Are you a fan of Wu-Tang?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
But more older stuff, I kind of fell off
yeah.
for a while. But
we talked about, they just released a new album like a month ago. And
I haven't even
heard
it.
It's not good. It's not good.
It broke Rob's heart to say
it really did
break
my heart.
That it was bad.
Yeah, they kind of lost it, man. But that new track that I heard from Ghostface Killer on the Jimmy Fallon tune sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought.
Did Jimmy get on there too?
I didn't really see him. I just seen the highlight thing. Because they were on a booking agent page.
Right.
So I just checked out the video of them performing live, and it was dope.
Jimmy Fallon killing it with the Tonight Show.
Absolutely.
That's what I hear. That's what the kids are saying.
I think so, man. I think so.
Yeah.
And I don't watch a lot of it, but that's another one of them things that's all over everyone's feeds. So
yeah,
you
yeah.
click
yeah.
on it. Anytime. It's funny, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude can sing. He can fucking, he's a clown. He's, the dude's smart. Yeah. You know, it's.
He's doing it.
He's doing it.
No one's ever done it like that on the Tonight Show.
Nah, he might be the best.
Keeping it young.
Yeah.
Keeping it young.
Yeah.
What do you watch for TV? If any.
Dude, I am
movies?
So sad. No, well, some, yeah, I do some movies, and then I do, like, Vikings is dope, but I'm way behind on every season just because I don't have time to keep up with the shit, but, you know, Walking Dead, of course.
Yeah.
Sons of Anarchy, I kind of fell off on that shit. It's too fucking Hollywood biker shit. I'm over that, but Boardwalk Empires, that's fucking dope.
Okay.
That's like a 1920s Capone.
Right.
Kind of thing. Badass show. I really, really dug that one.
How many seasons are there of that?
Like 5.
Damn.
Yeah. It's fucking
See,
dope
let me
though.
Tell you the problem with these shows. They're all good.
Right.
But the problem is I don't watch any of them until it's like, oh, you got to watch this show. There's yep. only 10 seasons.
Dude,
of it,
I'm watching fucking Sopranos right now. I mean,
yeah,
that's
a good
back,
one, too.
Yeah, yeah. And I watched a couple seasons, totally forgot it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start this over. And it's been good for me.
Man. Now you're hooked.
Yeah. Oh, it's been good for the soul.
Yeah. So yeah, have you made it all the way through that though?
No.
Seen? Okay. Because
no.
I have not seen the final season.
Okay.
And I don't know. I don't. All I heard was there's some song playing in the finale, the end. Do you remember this? Who I think we talked about.
Yeah,
this
they
the
switch
last.
It up all the time. Oh,
are you talking about
the
last
finale?
Episode of the
okay.
Sopranos?
Yeah.
It's like a Journey song.
Journey. That's what it was. Yeah. Okay. That we talked about that last week. And what a way to end it. Don't Stop Believing. That wasn't the song, but. What's a good Journey song? You a Journey fan?
I'm not
no?
really, no.
Okay.
Classic rock, you know.
Modern rock?
A bit more. I don't know. I like a bit of everything, honestly. I'm all over.
Well, let's take a little break here. We'll come back and talk with Vince here. Small.
Word.
You want to talk small?
Smalls. Let's talk smalls.
But before we take a break, let's talk about the best worst rapper of all time bracket. Who do we have this week? Look at the chart over there. Who do we have?
We had Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane
against Young Thug.
Young Thug, and Gucci Mane took it. He took it.
Gucci Mane defeated Young Thug, which
meaning
some,
that he's worse than Young Thug.
Yeah,
he's better at being worse.
Yeah. So either he lost to Young Thug or he won.
Didn't Gucci Mane have a track with Yellow Wolf or
he
something?
He did.
Okay.
I just want to party.
That bad.
No. Well, see,
it?
That's the thing. I watched a few videos. I did my research because I wanted to make an accurate vote
sure.
here, and that was how I knew of Gucci Mane was
right.
because of that Yellow Wolf track, which wasn't bad.
Yeah,
I Just Want to Party.
Yeah,
right.
It was not a bad song.
Right. The few videos I saw of Gucci Mane was like he's rhyming like bat with cat,
sure.
and rat.
So
but
like
he's doing
Dr.
it
Seuss.
With a cool look on his face.
Yeah. And he did have he had like a huge diamond encrusted
fuck yeah.
He's doing everything with an ice cream cone tattooed on his face. So
really?
Yeah.
That
is
makes
that true.
Yeah.
It's Gucci.
It's a big ice cream cone and like 3 scoops of ice cream, and this is Burr.
Damn, that is cold as fucking ice.
Yeah. So I think he earned that victory.
You think so?
Yeah.
And then I watched some Young Thug videos, and it's like. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about, but he's...
I've never heard of Young Thug.
He's so popular, you know, like with the up-and-coming... Yeah, like the he's like the guy that everyone talks about, like new generation rap of Young Thug.
Is he
he's,
on like any
He is part of the... I don't
shit?
Know if he's... Yeah, he probably
he part of the,
does, but he's part of that collective with
Young
Bird,
Money?
Birdman,
young,
and there's a name for their little
Cash
group.
Money.
There's
is
a,
it Young
they
Money?
They have like a group.
Oh.
Or am I thinking
YMCMB,
of a,
Young Money, Cash Money, I don't remember the name of the group now, but...
But Lil Wayne,
but,
I'm guessing, is
Young
in
Thug's in it, and...
Baby.
Rich Homie Quan is in it, and one other guy.
And Birdman, right?
And Birdman, but someone else, too.
Them dudes are horrible, A, but B, fucking, if you ever go down to New Orleans, it's crazy, man. They're fucking everywhere. They're on everything. It's everywhere you look.
They love them down
Birdman.
South.
They love them.
Yeah.
Love them.
Birdman.
Birdman.
All right, let's take a break. Who do we got? Who's next week there? Who's matched
next
up next
week?
Week
7? Is this week 7 on the competition?
This is week 7.
This week we got a barn burner, real slobber knocker, Soldier Boy.
All right.
Taking on 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz.
Formerly known as Titty
Boy.
Boy.
Yep. All right.
Titty Boy the Prince.
Well, let's take a break. Well, by the time you're listening to this episode, you'll be able to vote whoever you
live.
Think's better at being worse.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob.com or the Facebook page. You'll have the links up there.
And now we're going to break, and then we'll come back with Smo.
So I'm here today in heaven interviewing Michael Jackson.
Ow.
I actually thought we'd be in a lower level of not so much heaven. But what do you know about, like, matching clothes? Because I see you wearing a hat and shirt that, and the tongues of your shoes, there they match. Brims and tongues, huh? What does Jesus think of that?
He's a Jew.
Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Welcome back to the podcast. I got to remind the listeners, take a moment to head over to brimsandtongues.com. Brims and Tongues, the official sponsor of the Thank You Rob podcast. And continuing this incredible discount. Wait for it. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
The listeners can't see this, but you see this backpack here, Vince?
Ooh.
See that over there?
That's a dope pack you got there.
This is the Brims and Tongues Aztec backpack.
Damn.
This is the back of it.
Sure.
See, it's got these. They've really reinvented the backpack by putting these straps on here. And these go over your shoulders. And then they added this little handle. So if you don't want to put it on your back.
You can carry it by the handle.
Yeah, isn't that
what
crazy?
What the fuck?
Like, who thinks of that?
Damn.
Brims and Tongues.
You can get that at Brims and Tongues 20% off with the coupon code THANKYOURROB20. All one word. No spaces. Uppercase, lowercase. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Saving you 20%. There's a hat that matches.
20% off that,
20%
too?
Off that sumbitch right
there. You go.
Damn.
20%. Brimsandtongues.com. Shout out to Amber Ace Cleveland for hooking that up. Vince.
Yes, sir.
Vicious.
Yes, sir.
Vince Vicious.
What up?
Nuisance Crew, formerly.
Yep.
Mouths of Dirt.
Mouths of Dirt. Yep.
We got to get into this segment. We call it the high five.
High five.
Okay. And there are five hard-hitting questions.
Ooh.
This is what journalism is all about, right?
Hardcore
here.
Journalism.
Okay. Okay.
Hardcore. Not gonzo journalism.
Serious about this shit.
It walks the line.
Mm.
Born and raised in Minnesota?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good. Then I'm going to, out of the gate, do you know Prince's real name?
I don't, dude. I don't. I know he went to South. And I know, I don't know, man. What is it?
Prince Rogers Nelson.
So his real name's Prince?
His real name is Prince.
I fucking should have guessed that.
Well, now you know.
Damn.
Now you know. Right. You know how you've traveled the country. And,
sure.
You know, with the music and...
Fuck yeah.
People are like, you're from Minnesota? Do you know Prince?
Well, usually it's Fargo, you know, and then you're like, that actually isn't fucking Minnesota.
Right,
buddy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, the next
don't
time,
you know?
if someone says that to you, says, right. Oh, do you know Prince? You can say, oh, Prince Rogers Nelson?
Yeah.
The Prince Rogers
Everyone
Nelson?
Everyone knows him.
Absolutely.
What if you do a different guy named Prince Rogers Nelson, but not the same?
I know a bunch of people who've met Prince. I got Prince stories.
You do it. Let's hear a Prince story, if you can.
All right. A best buddy's chick, her sister, used to fucking, she was the exact same height and weight as Prince, and she was a stripper. And she used to kick it with Prince like a motherfucker, and he would send her out to try on clothing for him and bring it home, women's clothing.
Right, right.
True fucking story.
Yeah.
Swear to God. Seen pictures of the two together because I did not believe such a fable.
Wow.
And she was real short, too, so he's got to be just tiny.
I'm sure. I think like five feet?
I would say, I would guess he's like 5'2".
Yeah, I would give him
5'2"?
You
give him 2 inches?
Too.
Maybe even 5'4".
Prince,
maybe even 5'4".
It's Prince Rogers.
Prince
Nelson.
Rogers Nelson.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though. If I could find someone my exact... You know, actually, John, you're kind of...
We're similar in build. I
can
might
you
be
go
little,
and find me some women's
bigger,
clothing?
Some women's clothing? I feel like that defeats the purpose.
Could you imagine
Prince
being that
fucking
guy?
Wears women's clothing.
Right,
oh,
right.
Yeah.
That's apparent,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I just picture John here going to like a women's store. It's like, I'm trying these on.
Do you have anything in my size?
Right. Just trust me. They're not for me.
They'd be like, yeah, right, buddy.
Well, you'd have to find a really big,
like a big and tall women's store.
Yeah, right.
Vince, what's in your stereo right now? What do you listen to?
Oh, that's a good question, man. What
I told you, man, this is hard-hitting journalism.
That was a good question.
Yeah. Well, I've been jamming... the new Slipknot for a long time. I suppose it's not even that new at this point in time.
The newest,
yeah. Yeah, the newest.
Now, you guys went out for Knotfest, didn't you?
Yep.
You guys played, too?
No, I did some little bit of hip-hop shit while Sid was mixing, but we were trying to make it happen, didn't quite pull it off, but it's a lot of loot to get out there, so mm-hmm. it really wasn't the end of the world. It would have been a lot of, I don't know. And next year, it's supposedly going to be closer, so.
Okay.
We'll see what happens in the future, but yeah.
I was a little surprised that that was not in Iowa.
Yeah, it was disappointing, yeah. But it was cool in California because mm-hmm. obviously California is nice weather-wise,
right.
But yeah. I don't know, man. They're not metal like we are. I mean, Tech N9ne killed it. That was dope.
Right.
But
you know what I loved about Knotfest is they streamed the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I watched Tech N9ne.
Me and my wife were up on stage for Killswitch Engage. It was fucking awesome. I'm a huge Sweet. Fan of them too. So,
didn't we cover a story?
We did
on the show about Slipknot wanted to spray shit, literal yeah,
camel.
Animal
camel
shit.
Dung. They wanted to burn on the camel crowd. Dung.
That's what it was. Burn
they,
it.
They wanted
yep.
to burn
and
it,
and they
so
wouldn't
that
let
the
them.
Smell would stick in your clothing.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was a clown's idea. Why I don't fucking know, but.
How would you have felt about that? I would not be there for that.
Yeah, whatever, man. Yeah. I don't care.
You were going to remember it either way.
I'll be backstage.
I'm never washing this.
It anyways. I'm not concerned.
John, what do you got for a question there?
All right. Geez, there's so many good questions to choose from. this is a good one for you because I don't know you that well.
All right.
Are you a fan of anyone's music that you are ashamed to admit? Like, do you have a guilty pleasure?
Good question.
Fuck yeah.
Good question.
I don't even know if I should say this, dude.
This is the place to do it, man. This is it.
I mean,
this is
from
forum.
Time to time, fucking turn on Modern Country, dude. And
Modern Country?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It's really fucking bad. And it all started because I worked in this country bar, and they'd fucking make me listen to it every day, all day long. I could never change the fucking station. And then I'd leave, and it'd be in my head, and I'm like, no, dude, no, no. And I'd fight this fucking demon for years, dude. And finally, I just gave into it. Because,
you know,
at least they're playing instruments. That's how I try to justify my shit, but there's really no justification, and it's fucking, it's bad, dude.
Seen this video going around, and I haven't watched it yet. So I don't even know why I'm talking about it, but I'm gonna.
All right.
It was like these top six country
yeah,
songs,
and they mix it all together.
Yeah,
and
it's
the
identical.
Same song.
Yeah, yeah, totally. But so you can relate that with everything, man. I mean, metal nowadays, it's all gent metal. Every fucking band sounds exactly the same. It's like, you know, and hip hop's a lot like that too. So it's kind of like they find something that works and then just fucking ride it till it dies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's
Like you could put a Trinidad James song, a Chief Keef, a Gucci Mane, and would you know?
I wouldn't.
I would know Gucci out of
you know Gucci has
a
distinctive
voice. Yeah.
Cuz he'd go, "Burr." And
Burr.
And he'd also say, "It's Gucci."
Yeah.
So I would
every
know.
Other word,
yeah.
right? For sure.
Well, you worked in a bar.
Yeah.
You've done that. What is there a profession
yeah.
or anything out
yeah.
there that you really admire?
Oh, that I admire.
Yeah.
Well, there's plenty, man. I mean, as long as you're doing your own thing, that at my age right now, like that's a dream. I own a house, you know, I'm fucking becoming established, but to really own your own shit and man up and fully take on responsibility of your own, whatever it be, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your passion is. I mean, I do a lot of shit in the graphic art world as far as like vinyl wraps and banners and all this crazy shit, but it's cool because we get to put our artistic twist on a lot of musicians, on a lot of different things, tattoo artists. You know, I do a ton of different tattoo shops, and it's just cool because it's somewhat artistic. But you know, I think, you know, as long as you like what you do, I mean, of course I would love to be a musician, but the realism of that is, I mean, it's tough. It's a tough world. So yeah.
That's good. That's good. John, what do you got?
This is maybe my favorite question. I love this question because I feel like so much because I know the answer, immediate my answer all the time. But
well, it doesn't matter
anything?
What you think.
No, I know, but every time I see this question, I think of the thing.
Okay.
Is there anything, like one thing that you really wanted when you were a kid and you never got? And does it still haunt you?
That you never
like
got?
Like it haunts me.
I don't know, man. I I don't know. I'm going to have to say, well, I'm sure there was plenty of fucking Star Wars shit that I really fucking wanted, and I'm sure there was tons. In fact, I would say there was a Transformers incident where I was on the east side at my grandma's house, and this kid comes up, and he's like, hey, man, can we play Transformers? I'm like, bet, dude, you know, get in on this, you know? And he's like, no, we got to go in and ask your parents. And I'm like, no, they're cool. They ain't going to give a shit. Like, and he's like, no, we got to go in and ask. So I'm like, all right, fine, man, we'll go ask. And we go in and come out and fucking, we go in and ask the parents. They're like, yeah, cool, come out. Kids running every which way with all my fucking Transformers.
Oh, no.
I busted my fucking life for Optimus Prime. Gone. Fucking dude. So, I don't know.
That's a heartbreaker.
That's the shit that I remember. It's more what I lost than what I could gain, as deep as that.
I have a similar story to share that it really hurts. It hurts to even repeat it. This was when the Ninja Turtles had first come out, you know, the cartoon.
Sure, and you would have had to have been like 13 or older.
I was
at
like
that
18.
Point.
Me and my girlfriend went down to the toy store.
I was 26 years old.
Thank you for the old person joke. But I got Leonardo. Leonardo was always my favorite Ninja Turtle. And this was when they were, now they're kind of rubber. They were kind of hard plastic back then.
Yeah.
And I brought it home, and I only got one, the Leonardo, and I was playing with him out in front of the house, and this kid across the street who was like 5 years older, Jason Frank, son of a bitch.
He jacked your
He was out playing catch with himself. You know, that's that kid. He was like throwing the ball up, catching it, throwing the ball, and I'm out playing with my Ninja Turtle, and he's like, what do you got there? He walks up to me, what do you got? I'm like, oh, Ninja Turtle. He's like, oh, he picks it up and like throwing it in the air, catching it in his mitt. I'm like, you're going to drop it. And he drops it. The arm breaks off.
No.
And they were like just the swivel arms. You know, they didn't do much.
Yeah, I remember.
And it broke off. So I had to like super glue it back on. Damn it. So it was like a permanent arm.
Never didn't swiveled move. Again.
Never swiveled.
Never swiveled.
That no swivel
kung
arm
fu
never
grip.
Swiveled.
Swivel no again. Kung fu grip. So
that's still the date, your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Yeah.
The loyal Leo. Fucking
Leo.
Good guy, dude?
That's me.
Really?
I'm loyal. I'm a good guy.
Are you
the
a
fuck are you doing with that thing?
Are you a Leo?
I'm a Leo. I don't know if I'm a leader, but
so like you were born in July.
Are you I see what you're saying, Leo. No, I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, anyways, is that we get five questions in there?
I think you got three and I got two. I think so.
That's cool.
All right.
That works. I want to ask this one just because I just added this to the list here today. Why not? Do you believe in Bigfoot or Sasquatch? Are you a believer in such things?
There's a Cajun version of the Sasquatch, I believe.
The Chupacabra?
No, but it sounds like that. It's this weird, I cannot fucking remember the name of it, but I believe in that one because it's Cajun and shit. You know, I don't know about the Northern, I don't know if I buy that.
The Cajun, so like the...
There's weird shit in
the hills?
No, it's... Or... I don't know, man. It's...
We gotta look that up.
I'm gonna have to look
like
this up.
Like a chupacabra?
Dude. Yeah,
well, that's what
it
I
definitely
said,
sounds like chupacabra, but it's a big, hairy motherfucker.
Okay. Chewbacca.
And I guess
that's what it is. It's Chewbacca.
Let's see. Cajun Bigfoot.
I'm just curious to see what comes up when you type that into Google. Cajun Bigfoot.
You don't even want to know, man. Oh, a Rougarou.
I've never heard of this.
Rougarou. Yeah.
Never heard
really?
Of the Rougarou.
Yeah, dude, look into this shit, man. It's a fucking...
I really want there to be a Netflix documentary on the Rougarou.
Tell me that the Rougarou doesn't sound way cooler than Bigfoot.
How do you spell Rougarou?
So much better.
Oh, now I lost this
for
shit.
For the listeners.
All of us on our phones right now, yes. Like, what is a Rougarou?
Rougarou, Cajun Bigfoot. R-O-U-G-A-R-O-U. Rougarou.
I'm looking at holy
it's
shit!
A
first of all, the first image that comes up on a Google search
is fucking terrifying.
He looks like Wolverine. He looks like Wolverine. Okay, so he kind of looks like
maybe
a werewolf in a way.
Wolverine.
No, it's like a werewolf type thing.
Yeah, dude. Well, I think it can
holy
change shapes
shit,
and shit,
creepy.
But it's big and it's fucked up, man. It will fucking rock your world.
Is it Rougarou?
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I just don't want a large hairy beast rocking my world.
Straight up.
I don't want that.
There's no Rougarou documentaries on Netflix.
Oh, damn. How about aliens?
Cajun Justice. Have you ever seen this show?
No.
It's a fucking show with a bunch of police running around the bayou and shit. It's entertaining. But that's where the Rougarou fucking made its mark in my life.
And it always stuck with you.
Yeah. Straight up.
Well, okay, let's start with this here. So Nuisance Crew.
Yes.
At what point did you guys drop the crew and why?
Well, we had, we were a five-piece band at that point in time, and then basically lost a couple members, and one of them being our guitarist, he joined a band called Black Flood Diesel.
Okay.
They had a band member that joined American Head Charge. It was kind of one of them kind of things, and he was the only guitarist in the band, so we had all the material was his. He, obviously, we could use it. He was totally cool like that, you know, but mm-hmm. It was kind of like, oh, we should start over, but there are people out there who had supported us at that point in time for, you know, 5-6 years, had tattoos, had, you know, people were really invested in it. Mm-hmm. So instead of killing the whole thing and starting something completely new, it was like, well, you know, I'm going to switch it to Nuisance. It's a new take on what it used to be.
Right.
Couple of the same band members. And now, years later, it's still standing as Nuisance, you know.
Who did the original logo?
His name was Lance Sakira. He played bass for us.
Okay.
He passed away, 2001.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, something like that. But he was a tattoo artist. He also played bass for us for a couple years and came up with the design. It, if you look at it, it's like an N and a U and then a sense sign, but it's kind of, mixed in a symbolic mm-hmm. fashion.
It's definitely like, you remember it.
Yeah.
You remember it. You know, it's got it's a logo and it works. It does justice for exactly what it's supposed to be.
And it's very sympathetic for me. You know, I loved them and just to have that live on is pretty badass, right. You know.
So what year did you guys start?
Well, I would say Nuisance started probably 2004, something like that. Nuisance Crew was 98. Mm. So long time, man.
Damn.
Been jamming.
I saw you guys play once long. This was like,
it might have been Nuisance Crew.
Nuisance Crew. Okay. It was like 99 or something.
Sure.
And it was in.
Probably.
Oh, man. Where do you remember where you guys would play in those days?
Everything for some weird reason. Foxfire was a weird venue we used to play back then. Let's see, Campus Grind was a weird venue we used to play back then. Red Sea.
It was like Southern.
Fine Line. Southern.
Southern, just outside of the cities.
Oh, that's.
Not the garage.
Yeah, we did play at the garage. Where else? Billy? Come on, man.
It was like, it might have even been like a coffee shop or something like that.
Ooh, yeah. Was it a coffee shop in West St. Paul?
It might have been. It just seemed like a long-ass drive from... I remember I was...
Man, I did a lot of drugs. I guess I don't remember everything. Yeah. But that one must have been a really memorable...
But it was cool. But it was... I was just like, holy shit, these guys are so heavy. And
yeah.
I don't remember if you guys had the DJ at the time.
Probably. I think we've always had a DJ. Back then, we were a bit more, you know, Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. Now we're a bit more... I don't know. I like to call it After the Burial meets Slipknot meets Yellow Wolf, you know?
Yeah.
Because no one's really flowing on top of that really syncopated groove, and we're kind of going for that these days. And I think with metal, it's always, it gets the bad stereotype for nonstop barking, you know? It's just this singer who's just...
You and DMX.
You know? You and DMX. For sure.
No, you guys are still killing it, too. I got to say, the new videos, Priapism.
Yep.
And... The Message, right?
Yep.
And that's from the latest album?
That's the latest album. It's about 2 years old now. We're currently working on a new one. We just signed with Sid Wilson from Slipknot. So he's running the management, and he's going to do some co-production, and we got a couple other big surprise guests doing vocals and shit on it. So
Snoop Dogg?
Maybe. You God, never know.
Please
man.
Be Snoop Dogg.
Sid's real tight with Be Real, so that'd probably
oh,
be
Oh, man,
my,
that'd be sweet.
Yeah, they're super
that'd
pot,
be really
pot
cool.
buddies out there.
Yeah.
So...
That's cool. So how did the Mouths of Dirt thing come together?
That was kind of, I don't know, man. I felt like doing a little more of a hip hop project but still keeping a live band mm-hmm. because I think live drums and just a band that can throw shit together the night before a show and go and pull that off. And that's kind of what Mouths of Dirt was. And it was more of a fun thing. And me and the singer Blue Felix just started writing lyrics and, Both really dig hip hop, so it was cool to do something besides screaming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Leave a show and actually be able to talk afterwards and show, right. You know.
So who are the musicians in the band?
Mouths of Dirt or Nuisance?
Mouths of Dirt.
Mouths of Dirt was Rick Fisher playing drums. We had a DJ named Chadi, but then we switched out with the Nuisance DJ switch. It was basically Nuisance with Blue Felix and Drop the Guitars.
Okay.
So, because okay. We're all big fans of hip hop, and it's cool to do something different, man.
Right.
You know, music is, you get pigeonholed in what you should sound like and what you should play. It's cool to step out of that and do something totally different. Right. You know?
I'm glad you're finally here doing the podcast, because
I'm a busy, busy man these days. It's crazy, man.
And it's kind of cool how it worked out, because I was getting tattooed at Beloved from Travis.
Sure.
And we were talking about music. We always talk about music.
Yeah.
And, he mentioned Blue Felix, and we were talking about that. And he's like, have you heard the Smells of Dirt?
Yeah.
And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, it's Vince from Nuisance Crew. And you know, sweet. This. And that's how I was like, oh, I remember Vince. We've met a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it just came together. Here we are.
Yeah. Yeah. It's dope, man. Well, it's a small world, and you know, we both get around a lot. So it's a lot of mutual people, I'm sure, man.
Right. So let's talk about you though. Where did you grow up?
You know, I spent a huge amount of time in Newport until like teenage years. And then since then I've basically lived in St. Paul. So Midway, and then now I'm over on the west side, and that's cool, man.
Once you could get away?
Yep. Yeah.
You're like, fuck Newport. Yeah, do you say Newport? That?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, that's my motto.
It was a little methy
life
town.
Motto.
Little fucking, we lived real close to the refinery. Like,
so it didn't smell like beef. Is that what you just said over there?
Yeah, it's South like St. Paul, though. But yeah, but close enough. Right. Man. I mean, Newport's it's a shithole. But parts of St. Paul are too, so, you know, it is what you make of it, man.
So is that where your parents live?
My mom lives, she lives in Midway.
Okay.
So over by, like, Hamline University. I lived over there for years now. Now west side and own my own shit, and it feels fucking awesome.
Amazeballs.
Yes. Nice. It's amazing that I paid rent for so fucking long at that price and now to own your own shit. It's like, dude, you know.
Man up.
Feeling self-made and shit.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, that's good. That's good. You're living the dream right now.
Yes, indeed.
So the Nuisance album.
Yep.
Any idea when that'll be done?
The goal is spring, early summer. It's probably just going to be an EP, but we are going to be doing a lot of traveling to get it done. We're going to potentially go to Michigan to work with a really badass producer out there named Matt Dalton. He's done work with like King 810. I don't know if you're familiar with them. They're blowing up. They're out of Flint, Michigan. And I don't know. I'm going to go out there and do some shit and go out to Cali and do some stuff at the Moon Base with Sid. Just because anytime you can get a dude from Slipknot or anything to give you a little insight on what you're doing wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll take
and
it.
He called his studio's called the Moon Base?
Yeah, Moon Base. Yep.
I like that.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's right on Venice Beach. It's like right on top of a badass coffee shop. He's got a real cool like balcony that is all tagged up the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like him in front of a pile of shit and a bunch of flies, and it's just badass. It's fucking cool.
Now, when you say Venice Beach, I just picture I'm a Doors fan.
Sure.
So I just picture the Doors movie.
Yeah.
You know, they're like meeting on the beach. It's like, let's go make some music, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty. Venice Beach is a cool spot. There's a ton of homeless people and a ton of fucking skateboarders. Just everywhere, dude. Everyone's on a board. The homeless motherfuckers are on boards. Without wheels.
To take this back to
just standing there.
The earlier part of the show, when I think of Venice Beach, I think of Hulk Hogan. That's where he's billed as being from.
Sure.
From Venice Beach, okay. California. But so I don't know where the hell he's from.
I bet I could see that, man. Oh, really?
But that's where he's billed as being from, is Hulk Hogan.
Well, Venice Beach is Muscle Beach, so maybe he was trying to jump on that shit.
Oh, like, there you go.
You know,
the
Python. Don't let the pythons fucking, you know, whatever.
What you gonna do, bro?
Just walking around there with one giant titty.
Yeah.
Like,
just
look
working
at me,
that
Venice
one
Beach.
Arm. Fucking, it's not all day long the same arm.
My wife and I were down in Florida once in this little bay area. We were doing like a see the dolphin swim ship.
Sure.
Which is really cool, by the way. But there's all these like $1 million houses right on the ocean. And there was this huge one on this little peninsula. We took pictures and. This house is in the background, and my wife's like, who do you think lives there? And I'm like, oh, that's Hulk Hogan's house. You didn't know that? And I actually had no idea. But to me, it just made sense. That's where Hulk Hogan lived.
Of course. Fuck yeah. And where else you never told her any different. She still thinks that you saw Hulk Hogan.
When we were out in Cali rolling through the mountains, every house was fucking Mel Gibson's from like, wasn't there a Simpsons or something where like Mel Gibson lived in this big ass house? And I don't know. I feel like it was the Simpsons. But yeah, so Mel Gibson lived everywhere, man. It was crazy. Dude owns a lot of shit.
He does.
So does Nicolas Cage.
Nick Cage.
Yeah, he owns this fucking super haunted spot in New Orleans. That's God, I can't think of the chick's name. But all right, here's a show. The horror, American Horror Story. You ever watch that?
Yeah.
You know the Covern, the one with the witches?
Is this season one?
No, I think it's season three.
Oh, I haven't gotten into it.
Okay. Damn it. Yeah, I don't know. There's a chick that Kathy Bates plays.
Okay.
And whatever her name is was the house that Nicolas Cage bought. And so it's like this super fucking haunted. She was just this crazy bitch who like killed a bunch of slaves. And it's crazy, man.
Wow.
Crazy.
Have you heard, you said you're a superhero fan.
Yes, sir.
You know, Nick Cage had like one of the very first mint condition action comics, Superman, first appearance.
Yeah, I could see that.
There's a big story around he had one of like the few.
Yeah.
And someone broke into his house and stole it.
Oof.
And obviously something that's so limited like that. Idiots. Sell it. Yeah, right.
Well, it's like the fucking ruby red slippers, dude. I mean, have you heard that shit?
No.
Dorothy is from Minnesota.
Right.
She's from anybody? You guys
Stillwater.
You got all this shit. No.
I don't know where she's like from. Are we talking about Judy Garland?
Is that yes, Judy
about?
Garland yeah. is from Minnesota.
Yep.
Maybe Moorhead, something like that.
It's possible. I'll look it up.
All right. So she... Wherever she's from, the fucking ruby red slippers from Wizard of Oz were kept in a glass case in a museum in that town and in like 2005 were stolen. They're worth like fucking millions and millions of dollars. But who is going to buy them and how are you going to sell them?
Yeah.
And
Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Okay. Nice.
At least I was right about it. She's from Minnesota.
4'11".
Damn.
Oh, she's short.
She's a little
Mother of Liza Minnelli.
Oh, yeah, I did know that.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of those stories. And the Nick Cage comic book deal was like a big thing. They were making a movie out of that whole deal. Nick Cage always wanted to play Superman.
There are pictures of him. I don't know if you've seen these online. In like the Superman outfit. It was like some sort of prototype when he was trying Superman. To get the movie made. It's sort of embarrassing because he's like, Nick Cage, dude, you're not Superman. It's just not for you, you know? Some people aren't meant to be. I'm not meant to be Superman.
Right.
Neither are you.
You know what's weird? you remember like the back in the day, like that black and white Superman show, like the very first one was played by, he was a Reeve, something Reeve. George Reeve.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the completely unrelated, no relation to Christopher Reeves.
Right.
But both of them, neither of them had like a Superman, like I'm a physique, you know?
Right.
You know who does have that physique? Hulk Hogan. Those wrinkly man tits.
That tit, dude.
He should have.
He would have to fly like all fucked up, like sideways, because that titty be weighing him down. Flapping
just the
in the
one.
Wind and
just
shit,
the
right?
one.
Just the one. He'd be all off.
Yeah, he'd be side bender.
He'd spin.
We've been way off topic talking about you and Nuisance here. But
didn't they make a movie with Ben Affleck about George Reeves?
Yeah, that was... It wasn't like a Superman movie. It was about that murder or his suicide or something. Yeah. So I think he took his own life.
Hollywoodland.
Hollywoodland,
that's what
it
was called.
Yeah.
Warren.
You know what I remember about that movie is there was a scenario that happened where, you know, back in those days, it was like you saw Superman, you just knew that he could get shot with a bullet and he wouldn't die. And this kid like had a real gun and saw George Reeves and like was going to shoot him.
Whoa.
You know? And it was like, I'm not really Superman. You know, I'm not. That's a character. Whoa. And the kid was like going to shoot him just to like because he could. You know, he wouldn't die.
Right.
But the kid.
Damn.
Fucking kids.
It's like 50 Cent.
Kids.
Isn't that what happened to 50?
Yeah.
He got shot up. Maybe, I don't know.
He's not Superman, you know.
Right. Well, I don't know. He lived. He got shot a bunch and is still alive.
True, yeah.
It's possible he is Superman.
It's that vitamin water.
It is the vitamin water, yeah. Well, Vince, all right. When you want people to keep up to date on you on the internet, where should they go?
We got Reverb Nation. That's Nuisance Minneapolis on Reverb Nation. We're also on Facebook. That's pretty much where we're at. I think we're on Instagram and Twitter too, but I don't really follow them things, so I couldn't tell you for sure.
All right.
But I'm guessing yes.
Okay.
On both.
Nuisance MPLS, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, because I think if you go to Nuisance MPLS, it takes you right to
right
where you need to go.
It should take you where you want to be.
And check out, you know, another thing I love about you guys, kind of everything's in house. Right?
Yeah.
The artwork, the videos.
Yep.
Your guy over here, what does he do?
He drives our bus, which we named Swayze, and he is the manager of roadies, basically, road crew. Because metal requires, well, any kind of band basically requires help, and without these dudes, we wouldn't be able to do shit, you know?
Right.
So it's very helpful to have people who know how to set gear up and know how to carry it and know where to put it, and,
right.
you know, because shit's expensive, you know?
Exactly. I know how it goes. I don't really.
Yeah. See, that's the thing that I'm always jealous about hip-hop is, you know.
I walked in with my mic.
Yeah. If you want, you could use the house mic.
Right, right.
You know, if that doesn't bother you.
I never touch that shit.
No, I don't either. I got my own shit.
Well, hey, Vince, thanks for coming by, man. I appreciate it.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's wrap it up with point them to the website. What's that website?
ThankYouRob.com.
That's the one.
That's
Tell me
the
about
one.
It. What, well, do you, what do you know about it?
Well, you can go there and you can listen to episodes of the podcast.
Like old episodes?
All episodes.
Wow.
You can also get a link to my website, JohnnyQuestionMark.com. You can get our, what is our Amazon? Is it Amazon Affiliates?
Amazon Associates.
Amazon Associates link.
Yeah. Because you know what? Doing this podcast, it's not free.
It's not.
It's not free.
It costs to do this.
It costs.
Costs. All these microphones and equipment. You know, it takes money to have those things.
Yeah. So let's say, Vince, you're looking for something.
Yeah.
You're going to purchase online.
Sure.
Go to thankyourob.com.
Okay.
Right? Before you freak out, you're like, what the fuck?
Right.
I'm not going to buy something because whatever.
I might buy something.
You might.
You don't
yeah.
judge me. Don't just
you're right. I apologize.
Jesus.
Go to thankyourob.com. Click the Amazon Associates link, and it'll take you right to Amazon. But when you buy something, it still costs the same.
Sure.
It's just that little advertising. I think it's like 0.04%. So if you buy something for $70, we get like penny.
Yeah, something
that's
like
cool
that.
Though.
Four
but
pennies.
It doesn't it doesn't change the price of what you're buying. It doesn't, you know, there's no hidden fees or costs or anything, but it does help support the podcast.
Yeah, it does.
I like it.
There's also a link to brimsandtongues.com.
There absolutely is.
There is. And then there's a link to Fuzz Talk Radio, our boys down in Mankato.
What up, Nuts?
Shout out to Fuzzy Nuts.
Hmm.
Yeah. What was the name of the werewolf Sasquatch guy again?
Rougarou.
Rougarou, yeah. We should for some reason I feel like calling Fuzzy Nuts a Rougarou. I don't know, because a Rougarou has
should,
Fuzzy Nuts.
And he'd be like, what
sure.
the fuck did you just call me? And you're like,
Rougarou.
And then he fucking looks it up. He's like, God damn, that's what I am.
Yep.
Did I miss anything?
Oh,
you
missed iDefined
Design. iDefined Design. I do graphic design work as well.
Cool.
iDefinedDesign.com, completely redesigned website, because you gotta stay fresh, re-up
Indeed.
For the new year.
Yeah.
I got some projects on there. Johnny Question Mark album art.
My album art is there, and it was done by Rob.
This guy.
It looks great. He did an excellent job.
Hey, thanks, man. Thank you.
No problem.
I think that went over well.
Yeah.
The album artwork.
Oh, yeah. I get a lot of compliments on my album artwork.
Do you?
Yes.
Great. Great. With Nuisance Crew, I know you guys. I'm sorry. I keep calling it Nuisance
That's
Crew.
Right. That's right.
God, Nuisance.
So stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Just don't ever fucking do it again.
If you guys need
some Macho Man voice here.
Oh yeah, I told you not to say that,
Vince. If you're gonna end the podcast here, what's your last words, brother? Snap into a
smoke weed every day. I don't know. That's all I got.
John, any last words?
I got nothing.
All right, I'm gonna end it with handshakes and high fives.
Go white girl, it's your birthday. Yellow Wolf Man and Gucci. Go white girl, it's your birthday. Yellow Wolf and Gucci. Holler at your man. Yeah, I know. So I got this 12 pack. Yeah, I know.
We blowin' smoke in the air.
We drinking ice cold beer. You be yelling in my ear, saying
she just wanna party.
Truck music got these poppers popping over with the scale. D-boys on the corner dropping quarters like a wishing well. Zip like in the
like it's 1960. I'm the EA Jimi Hendrix. Now the hippie, I'm a hippopotamus. I'm rolling up that rhinoceros. She jacking it and it's obvious. I land in your metropolis. Don't know who the baby father is, but I don't owe no apologies. She just want a Harley. I'm rolling up the Marley. I'm drunk as Paul McCartney. I'm 80 bottles shot. My name, Gucci Mane. I put it tame. I put it down. Don't pick it up. Advising you, don't pick on us. Me and Yellow Wolf got crazy guns. We came in with 5 of them. I leave out with 9 of them. That's 14. I'ma keep around all morning till I get tired of them.
Scooch.
Smoke in the air.
We drinking ice cold beer with your girl in my ear saying,
I just wanna party. I just wanna party. I just wanna party. I just wanna party.
We blowing smoke in the air.
We drinking ice cold beer with your girl in my ear saying,
I just wanna party.
Cocaine on the table, wrist the rapper got him chopping knives. $20 bills are rolled up, Wiz Khalifa's rolling pie. Jackie Chan is rolling, rolling. Yellow Wolf is pulling, pulling. Slow motion got hoes in motion. I think it's the
Yellow, Gucci, Burr.
That was hard.